This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Party Info Warriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. And I just want to come right out of the gate on this one. I mean, the entire world is watching. The entire nation is watching. And just directly to Christians worldwide across the entire landscape of the InfoWarrior family. Like, this is a huge moment for the church in American history, where you have Congress coming out and literally making the Bible illegal. Okay, many are going to argue, oh, it's just it's imagery, or it's use of the Bible to slander Jews or in any way, shape, or form of that. No, I would argue the ultimate end game is, and always has been, is to censor the church, is to censor Christians. It's to silence the gospel. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The ultimate agenda of Lucifer and the legions of demons that follow and take their orders from him is to carry out their orders of deception that lead to the destruction of human souls. And so I think that this isn't a surprise with the House GOP, by the way, majority, House GOP majority, passing the so-called anti-Semitism bill, and even these literally psychotic GOP congressmen that are pushing this thing, coming out and saying, oh, I'm so happy that we've been able to pass this because we're going to crack down on anti-Semitism. And I argue this is not only an assault on free speech. I take it a step further because I take this personal because I am a born-again Christian. And I know that the American church is so cucked out, and you have so many cucked out senior pastors. Not all. They're afraid to lose their 501c3s that have been absolutely hijacked their minds spiritually by Genesis chapter 12, where if you curse Abraham, God's going to curse you. Like, well, what does that actually mean? Does that mean that if you criticize Israel or you preach the gospel and you offend a Jewish person by calling them to repentance, are you cursing Abraham? Is God going to cut your salvation off forever as a Christian? Well, the answer to that is no, absolutely no, because the gospel message is faith in Jesus Christ, not faith in the state of Israel in order to gain eternal salvation and access to God forever. And let me make myself clear here. All the statements that I'm going to make in this transmission is not because I hate Jews, not because I hate Israel, not because I hate Israelis and I want them to be exterminated or I want to see their death. No. I am a Christian speaking as an American with the rights of free speech with a biblical viewpoint, because my main concern are the absolute destruction or the salvation of souls. And this twisting of doctrine that's been going on for hundreds, thousands of years is leading to the total damnation and destruction of the souls of mankind. This is a outright censorship of the Bible, because included in this House GOP passed bill is one of the classic anti-Semitic, they call, definitions, according to, well, it's the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and the definition that they will be citing and operating by is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, the IHRA, that includes, and we're going to break this down when we come back from the break, a full-scale assault against Scripture itself. Not even the interpretation of Scripture. Not even a bad interpretation of Scripture. Not even an opinion given on Scripture. No, simply reading passages. Mark, Luke, Matthew, and even including John, that all make clear statements that communicate gospel truth, the gospel message, and it's just the Bible, the God-breathed, inspired Word of God. Oh, and by the way, not just the New Testament, the Old Testament as well, that prophesied that would happen. Congress has launched a full-scale assault and war against the First Amendment and Christianity and the Bible and God. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The church has been hijacked. It's so clear. The church has been absolutely warped in the mind for thousands of years, hundreds of years, when it comes to this hardcore Christian Zionist doctrine, where the traditional Christian Zionist doctrine are so-called born-again Christians that believe that they have the ability to usher in the rebuilding of the Third Temple in Israel. They believe they have the ability to usher in the Antichrist. They believe they have the ability to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ by manipulating world events and manipulating Israel and manipulating Jews as well. That's why you have them trying to raise a red heifer in Texas without blemish and sending it to Israel so they could rebuild their third temple. We could get these end times events going, guys. That's Antichrist within itself. The end times Bible prophecy is not triggered by anybody. Christian, non-Christian, we don't have the ability to trigger these end times events. We within ourselves, that is not, number one, I would argue as a Christian, that is not the Great Commission. That's not what the Bible indicates. It's not what Jesus commissioned the apostles and the disciples in Matthew chapter 28. So he commissioned them to preach the gospel, teach all things that he's commanded us to observe, baptizing disciples of all nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm paraphrasing. He'll be with you to the end of the age, correct? No, the church is not commissioned to establish the state of Israel. The church is not commissioned to blindly give billions and billions of dollars and military aid to the total destruction of humans in both sides of the region. You are funding as an American the state of Israel and their war effort. You are funding as an American Iran and their war effort, Hezbollah, Gaza, the Palestinians, where all of that money gets funneled into terrorist organizations. On top of Ukraine and the possibility of World War III sparking from any one of these regions. When it comes to Bible end times prophetic events, none of those events, whether it's Ezekiel 37, 38, whether it's the rapture, whether it's the Great Tribulation, whether it's the rebuilding of the third temple, whether it's the advent of the Antichrist, any of these things, there is no one on planet Earth that has the authority to say, well, now's the time. We're going to make this happen. No man knows the day or the hour. And if anybody believes that they actually do have that power, well, you're putting yourself in the position of God, because these end times biblical prophetic events, these would be classified under the sovereignty of God. That's why Jesus made it very clear that no man knows the day or the hour of his return. There's no human being that can claim, that can pinpoint a second, a millisecond, a day, a week, an hour, none of that. And this psychotic Christian Zionist doctrine, what I'm giving you is the traditional viewpoint. There are probably so-called Christian Zionists out there that don't even know that these are the origins of what they've been told to believe. Like, wow, I don't believe that. Like, but that's what this whole thing is. And now it's leading to what Congress is doing now, where Genesis 12 has been totally weaponized against Christians, where I can't criticize an Israeli, I can't criticize the state of Israel. I can't criticize a Jewish person because God is going to curse me if I do that. I can't preach the gospel. I can't call a Jew to saving faith in Jesus Christ and repentance. Well, because I'm going to offend them. And that's anti-Semitic. So I can't say anything. Do you see how this is all coming to full fruition now? And listen, like I said at the beginning of the transmission, my bone to pick here is a theological one right here. Because this theology does not add up to where we are right now with what the House GOP is trying to pull, which they did actually pull it. Now they're pushing it to the Senate. And part of this so-called Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, if you haven't seen by now, includes one of the definitions that they are using to enforce this, like I said, comes directly from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And one of the definitions are, well, anti-Semitism can include using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, including claims of Jews killing Jesus. Like I said, my bone to pick here is a full-scale assault against the Bible, even before the First Amendment. It's the word of God over anything that is human, angelic, demonic, anything created therein. My main concern, yes, the First Amendment, this is a total full-scale assault against free speech. But the church, this is a, in my opinion, this is the forefront issue for me as a Christian. For me as a Christian, this is a full-scale assault on the Word of God. Kiss Good Friday goodbye. Kiss Passion Week goodbye. Oh, the so-called GOP, we're a Judeo-Christian nation. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. They don't side with Christians. They don't side with the Bible. They don't side with any biblical doctrine. They don't side with God on any of this. They have flip-flopped on marriage, and they're even flip-flopping on abortion. They're starting to tone that down because you have a bunch of cucks in Con Inc. that come out and say, we're losing elections because we're pro-life. We got to tone it down. You will lose everything for standing with God and His Word in a fallen and degenerate and reprobate generation. You will lose everything. You will be stripped of all that you are, all that you have, but not His Word and not your identity in Christ. The GOP is not what you think they are. And I know there's people out there that are just totally disillusioned. Listen, I'm going to tell you, there are so many self-identifying Christians that are totally disillusioned right now. They have no idea how to deal with this. Well, they're using the Jews. They're using Israel to silence any type of symbol or images associated with classic anti-Semitism that claims of Jews killing Jesus. Wow. Well, what does your Bible tell you about that? Wow. You read the Gospels. You see that in Matthew. You see that in Mark and Luke and John. All indications of the religious Pharisees and the Jews of that day, not just the religious Pharisees, the common people in the old city Jerusalem. You guys remember when they were calling? When they were calling for his crucifixion? Those were just the townspeople. Those weren't just the religious Pharisees. Remember when Pontius Pilate came out, said, we got Barabbas, we got this criminal. I can release a criminal to you. Which one do you want? Barabbas or do you want Jesus? Which one do you want? You want this criminal or this innocent man? And what do they say? Give to us the criminal. We want Jesus. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Those weren't just religious Pharisees, man. Those were the Jews of that day as well. And listen, like I said, I'm not saying this because I want people to hate Jews. I'm not saying this because I want people to commit violence against Jews. I'm saying this because this is biblical truth. Okay, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about this. It doesn't matter what your opinion is about this. And that's why I said earlier before the break that kiss Passion Week goodbye, dude. You won't even be able to read these passages. And also, this conflicts with the Old Testament as well. What do you think the main symbol is? It's the cross. It's the gospel message. It's God's inspired word that communicates this, which was prophesied in the Old Testament that led into the New. So the whole Bible, which is interesting, but right, the Orthodox Judaism doesn't believe that the Old Testament or the books of Moses leading into the prophets and the Psalms, etc., minor and major prophets, they don't believe that any of that is pointing to Jesus Christ. They deny that. They reject that. But it's still a full-on assault on Christianity and the Bible. Kiss Good Friday away when you're reading, when your pastor is reading you Isaiah chapter 53, when the Bible clearly indicates that it was the Messiah's own brethren. It was his own countrymen. It was the Jews. It was his own people that betrayed him and put him up to be murdered and crucified innocently. It's all prophetic. This is such an assault on gospel truth from the very beginning in Genesis. When the seed, right? Well,
let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you.
I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And then had a come to Jesus moment on the road to Damascus. It's like, the point is this, is the church has been so psychologically manipulated to never criticize Israel because Genesis 12, God is going to curse you. God is going to curse you. It's a spiritual deception to where now it's being used against you to where you can't even read the Bible. You can't even describe that gospel truth. And it's to silence you and destroy you. And I would argue that this is even destructive to unbelieving Jews. Because the gospel message is the only thing that is going to save the unbelieving Jew. The gospel is the only thing that is going to pull them out of the kingdom of darkness and the grips of Lucifer. The gospel is the only thing that is going to pull them out of the synagogue of Satan. That's it. And to silence that is a work of Lucifer. Because what did I tell you at the beginning of the transmission? The ultimate end game for Lucifer and this demonic globalist agenda, the ultimate end game is to deceive, to lead to the destruction of the souls of mankind. And so I would argue that this, censoring the Christian gospel message, from my biblical perspective, is even a total assault and destructive agenda against the unbelieving Jew. You want to talk about the destruction of Jews? You want to talk about the destruction of mankind? You want to talk about the destruction of Israelis? Well, wait till they die without faith in Jesus Christ, just like Gentiles. They will burn in everlasting damnation, outer darkness, weeping and moaning, a gnashing of teeth. Forever separated from God with no second chance. Total torment forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And if you as a Christian or you as a so-called pastor dare to disagree with this biblical point, shame on you. You're ridiculous. And you are siding with a demonic agenda. The Jews need Christ. They need to repent. They need to come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like the Gentile alike. And to censor that is leading them to their destruction. So shame on your pastor if he is not warning you about these things. If you're in a church that is not sounding the alarm but calls themselves a watchman, you know what I mean? It's like this, well, where are the watchmen's now? Where are the discerners now? This goes beyond an assault on the First Amendment. This is an assault on the Bible. This is an assault on the gospel. The ultimate end game is to deceive the souls of many, to lead them to their eternal destruction. That's the destruction that I'm concerned about as a Christian, for Jew and Gentile alike. But I guess the gospel's not enough, is it? The gospel's not enough for the modern day church. Just praying for the peace of Israel, that they would have peace with God and reconciliation with God by encountering the gospel message and submitting to it and becoming born again. I guess that's not enough for the Christian Zionist pastor out there, is it? No, that's not enough. That's not enough to bless Israel. You need to give them war and billions of dollars to murder and slaughter other Arabs in the region. No, you need to continue to funnel all that money, tens of billions of dollars, death and destruction while we bankrupt America. That's what we need. That's what we need. Your prayers are not enough. Your prayers for the salvation of the Jew, that's not enough. Satanic, my guy. Satanic. You see, now this is psychologically manipulating. Guys, this is psychologically imprisoning millions of evangelicals right now. I know it is, because your senior pastor that has like this hard on for Zion that won't even hurt the feelings of a Jew by telling them they're wrong or issuing a rebuke with biblical truth, they don't even know what to say right now. They have no idea how to handle this because it's been a psychological manipulation of the church for hundreds, thousands of years. Well, now the church has to deal with it. The church has been persecuted by Jews before. You think that can't happen again? Are you that retarded? Like, seriously, do you read the Bible and come to that conclusion after reading the book of Acts? I just read the gospel messages. Like, bro, this has been going on for a very long time. They even murder their own prophets. Read the Old Testament. It's a spiritual dynamic. That's what it is. And it's not to get you to hate Jews. That's not Christian, to hate individuals. You hate the sin. You hate the destructive nature. You hate Satan, hate Lucifer. No, we are called with love, with harsh rebuke, and calls for correction, and calls to repentance. And like I said, I'm a Christian. My concern is the gospel. That at the forefront, that is the great commission that Christ has given me. As a Christian, as the church, as the body of Christ, my great commission is not to build or establish the state of Israel. My great commission is not to fund Israel with tens of billions of dollars to their own destruction, where Israelis and Jews die in the region without hearing the gospel at all and end up in hell forever. And same for the opposite with anybody else in the region, the Muslims or the Iranians, whatever, Hezbollah, they're all the same, right? The unbeliever. No, my main concern is the gospel, but I guess that's not enough. That's not enough for Christian Zionist America, isn't it? You want to talk about America? Talk about America last? Well, here it is. But you're not allowed to talk about this one, are you? Especially if you're a Christian in some kind of hardcore Christian Zionist church. Nope. Shut up. You're anti-Semitic now. It's like, no, I'm not. I've always given all my money and I never say anything bad. But well, now you can't even just read your Bible. You can't even read your scriptures. Will the Senate push this in? Probably. Why wouldn't they at this point? What do you think all these riots are for? What do you think all of these riots going on in these campuses are for? They are causing such a massive distraction to distract you from Trump's absolute popularity. He's more popular now than he's probably ever been. He's not perfect, but he's definitely more popular now than he's ever been. These strategic Soros-funded riots are distracting people from Trump's momentum, his popularity, from the actual election issues. Is anybody talking about the border anymore? Anybody talking about the economy? No. What is dominating all the news feeds right now? Israel, Palestine. Now there's riots at UCLA. There's riots at this college. There's riots at that college. That's what you need to pay attention to right now. Forget about what Biden's done to America. Forget about the destruction and invasion of your country and southern border. Forget about the Great Reset and the rise of inflation and that you're living paycheck to paycheck and you can't afford to feed your family. Forget about all the weaponized intelligence agencies. Forget about all of it. No, you focus on Israel and Palestine and the conflicts going on in the universities. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. These psychological operations are going to continue to advance and become more sophisticated. And now we're starting to see it. I got a lot more to say about this. I am not done. If you guys are watching on X, reshare this right now. Tag me in it. I'll repost it. We'll be right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Crisis King is anti-Semitic to the Jews conspired to kill Jesus pretty quick, didn't we? This happened a lot quicker than I thought it was. But I've been warning people on my shows that the ultimate end game is to censor the church. Why? Because we have eternal life. We have the gospel message that is the only message to save all of mankind and give them access to eternal life, to God, and the forgiveness of their sins. Now, of course, Lucifer knows this. This is Sunday school. I mean, so it makes total sense to me that it doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter where, I mean, whether it's coming from, well, it's anti-Semitic to say this about the Bible, or you're homophobic if you say this within the Bible, or you're a bigot if you say this within the Bible. It really doesn't matter. But the problem with now this and this is why I'm addressing this so aggressively, is because the church has been hijacked. The church has been psychologically paralyzed. They don't even know what to do right now. I know there are probably thousands of pastors in America like, oh, we've supported Israel no matter what. We've always done this. We've always worshipped Israel. Genesis 12, how could they do this to us? How could they censor us from reading the Bible? How could this happen? Oh, my God. Because if you're not born again, you are open. You are an open vessel to being used by Satan, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Muslim, doesn't matter. Does not matter. If you are not born again, you are a open vessel to be used to persecute the church. This is why the church right now has no idea how to deal with this. They have no idea how to deal with this. Your pastor can't say, oh, well, yeah, it's against the First Amendment, but that's like a human entity. That's a human creation. So, like, of course that's going to be violated. Oh, what about this? This is a total assault on our faith. Where are the pastors? Where are the Christians? Where's the church? Now's your moment. Not just in Christian media or any Christians within media. I don't identify myself as like Christian media. I'm like a Christian within very secular media. Kind of like a different dynamic, but it doesn't matter. It's like, if you're born again, where is your voice? Are you afraid? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of getting canceled? Are you afraid of being persecuted? Or are you afraid of being called anti-Semitic? Or, go to my point, or are you afraid of cursing Israel and God cursing you? What does that mean? Does that mean that you're going to become anathema? Which in Greek means cut off, excommunicated, severed. God is going to cut your salvation off. Is that the gospel? Huh? Is that the gospel message? Listen, dude, you don't even have to have an opinion on Israel. You don't even have to have an opinion or a thought on Jews. You could just be like a normie and you're like, yeah, man, this is a lot of money we're giving to Israel, I guess. And I can't survive, dude. Like, I would like rather save my money for my family. I mean, you know, like, sorry, we can't help them out, but it's like a homeless person on the street. Like, sorry, dude, I don't got enough money to help you right now because I got to provide for my own family. You could be that simple in the head, dude. And now you're an anti-Semite. Well, no, I'm not. I don't even have a thought. No, you are, because you don't want to give all that you have. You are. Oh, no, you're anti-Semitic now, and you are cursing Israel. Genesis 12, you are cursing them because you are not willing to give all that you have to them so that they could establish their state and protect them because they're God's chosen people. You see how that's weaponized against Christians and humanity? You could literally just be a normie and not have a thought. Well, now all of a sudden you're anti-Semitic and you cursed Abraham. Oh, give me a break. Pipe down. Pipe down, bro. As if the Jews didn't curse their father Abraham themselves. Jesus even expounded on that in John chapter 6. He straight up told them. They're like, we're children of Abraham. What was his response? Like, no, you're not. If Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham, which are what? Faith and obedience to God. That's why Jesus goes on to say, you know, you are of your father, the devil. He told the Jews that. He told the religious leaders that to their face. You want the Bible in context? Well, there you go, bro. He told that to their face. Like, you are children of Lucifer. He's the father of lies and the origin of lies. His desires you want to do and carry out. That's why you're opposing me. You don't know who I am. God is not your father. My father is not your father. Because if he were, you would, A, you would know who I am, and B, you would accept me. But you don't. But you don't. Well, by the way, Jesus even took it a step further, and he told the Jews, he said, if you were of your father Abraham, actually Abraham looked forward to my coming. He knew that Messiah was coming. He knew that Messiah, that I was coming through his lineage. All the families of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because Messiah came through that. It all comes down to Christ. It's Christ is king. It's worship Jesus Christ. Not the state of Israel is king. And worship the state of Israel. That's a false gospel. So if I don't do that, God's going to curse me and I lose my salvation? Oh, I'll debate anybody on this point, dude. Is God going to curse me and am I going to lose my salvation because I don't want to support the state of Israel blindly? Is that what I'm doing? That's a false gospel, my friend, because the gospel is faith in Jesus Christ. Nothing and nobody else. Not the Jew, not the Gentile, not the state of Israel, not the United States of America. Faith in Jesus Christ alone. Anybody that's going to sit there and tell you that if you don't support the state of Israel, God's going to curse you. What does that mean? Curse, anathema, cut off, destroyed, lose salvation. You are not with God anymore. The Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians actually said the opposite. What'd he say? He's like, if any human or an angel, if anyone brings you a different gospel than the gospel that we preach to you, let them be accursed. Whoa. It's actually the opposite, dude. I would take that to say, if anyone's telling you, Genesis 12, you bless Israel, God will bless you. You curse Israel, God will curse you. You don't support them with blind loyalty, no matter what, you are cursing them. God is going to curse you. You're going to lose your salvation. Anathema, let them be accursed. That's the Christian standpoint right there. That is the biblical standpoint right there. Any man, any angel, anybody, doesn't matter, bringing you a different gospel other than the one we brought you, let them be accursed. Accursed. Cut off. Christians are going to have to deal with this now. Because now the House GOP is clearly pushing this. And this is a full-scale assault against the Word of God. Which, like I said, is not a surprise. It's not a surprise. Not a surprise at all. You should not be side-blinded by this, but many are because it's coming in the context of literally their golden calf. The Christian Zionist golden calf is literally the state of Israel. Like, they worship the state of Israel more than they worship Jesus Christ himself. Literally, I guarantee you there's probably people right now all over, wherever you're watching me on X or Rumble or wherever, in the comments like, oh, don't you realize what you're saying? You sound like a total anti-Semite. God is going to curse you. He's going to curse you. Pipe down. Calm down, buddy. What does your Bible say? Not what your hardcore Christian Zionist so-called pastor told you. You see what these people do? I got a lot more to explain when we come back from the break. Do not go anywhere. Share the
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I want to invite you guys to check me out on my own nightly show, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Drew Hernandez Live. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez or just open up the Rumble app and in the search bar, search Drew Hernandez. I'm the only verified one with the little green verified badge next to my name. And also follow me on X at Drew H Live. Make sure to always support the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all of the great products to fund the operation and fund the InfoWar against the globalist New World Order and the censor Luciferians. Okay? So make sure that you guys keep InfoWars alive. Go make some purchases at InfoWarsStore.com right now. If you need to re-up, now is the time to do it. All right, continuing this conversation with this insanity of this full-scale assault. You want to talk about an info war? The ultimate information is the gospel message. The ultimate information that needs to be transmitted to every single human being on planet Earth is the gospel message. Okay? Eternal life or eternal death and destruction. Where you don't cease to exist. It's eternal torment forever. Hangs in the balance with this message. That's why it's good news. Because it's good news that we do have forgiveness of sins. It's good news that we can have peace and reconciliation with God. It's good news that we can have eternal life. It's good news that all of our criminality in the eternal heavenly courts forever before God, all the laws that we've broken can be expunged and forgiven forever by the blood of Jesus Christ and because of his sacrifice on the cross, his life, his death, betrayal, his crucifixion, his burial, and his resurrection, and his ascension. All of these gospel truths, which include, which what now the House GOP is now pushing, that they are going to censor, that they are going to designate anti-Semitism. And by the way, I'm going to say this as well. If you are like a self-identifying Jew by race, but you're born again, right? I know there's a lot of debate as to whether this is, you know, legitimate or not. But if that's how you identify, but you're born again, you're like, but I still identify as Jew by race, right? There's a lot of people out there that identify this way. Where are you? And you don't agree with this? And you think this is an assault on biblical truth? But you have this worry where, well, this is going to make Jews look really bad. This is actually going to cause some anti-Semitism. This is actually going to lead to a bunch of really hostility against Jews. Well, then where are you then? You need to stand up. You need to speak up. Hey, not only because this is a full-on scale assault against the First Amendment, but this is a full-scale assault against gospel truth. Okay, don't expect to be viewed in good light, okay, when you are being used and or you are participating or you're in agreement with a full-scale assault against Christianity. Where are you? And at the same time, to all of these so-called Christian pastors out there across the United States of America, if you are not concerned with this and you are not being a watchman, those are the, you know, the favorite terms that come from these people. If you are not sounding the alarm to your congregation, then you are keeping them psychologically imprisoned and you are partaking in a full-scale assault and persecution of the Christian church. If this continues to roll out, because at first they were saying, oh, the Daily Wire and all these retards over there, oh, to say Christ is king is an anti-Semitic trope. Well, now we're at to say that the Jews conspired to crucify Christ and Jesus, which is indicated in the Bible in multiple places, prophesied in the Old Testament, carried out and documented in the New. So you will literally have to throw out the entire Bible. Does that not sound demonic to you? What are you afraid of? Oh, I'm going to be called an anti-Semite. I'm going to curse. I'm going to curse Israel and God's going to curse me. No, that's not the gospel message. Your salvation is not dependent on whether you are supporting the state of Israel or not. Your salvation is dependent on whether you have faith in Jesus Christ or not. I really hope that people are waking up to this, because it really is a psychological, spiritual deception and imprisonment that people need to wake up from. And you know what? I could already anticipate it. I could already hear it. There will be pastors out there, and there will be these cucks that claim to be Christians. I'm so sick of this. There will be cucks out there like, well, you know, Genesis 12, we can't curse Israel. These are the end times. You know, Jesus said it would be bad like this. So we just got to put our tail in between our legs and let it happen. I mean, this is an indication. Can't you see, Drew, that the rapture is imminent? Can't you see, Drew, that the 7-year tribulation could initiate at any moment? And the second coming of Jesus, can't you see, Drew, that this is the writing on the wall? Yeah, there's a lot of Bible prophecy formulating, but no man knows the day or the hour. Christ can come back in 5 seconds, 5 minutes. 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, or another 500 years. We are called to preach the gospel, Ephesians chapter 5, not to partake in unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, including this weaponization of so-called anti-Semitism that is clearly targeting and silencing the gospel and silencing the Bible in its entirety. You can't get away from this. You can't wiggle out of this. All these hardcore little Christian Zionists out there that are afraid to speak out against Israel or Judaistic hostility against the gospel. This has been going on since the inception of the church. You know what? I'll say this. For all these people that have such a hard-on for Zion out there, you know what? Take the Bible Lands trip. Take the trip. Yo, go. Have your pastor take you. Go take a missions trip. And you know what? When you take the Bible Lands trip, you know what I want you to do? When you get to the old city, Jerusalem, you know, skip the Christian court. Skip the Muslim courts. Go to the Jewish court. And you know what I want you to do? When you get there, start preaching the gospel. And you know what? You don't even have to preach it openly. Just start evangelizing. And also go to the Wailing Wall too. Go to the Wailing Wall, right? And start sharing your faith with some of these Orthodox Jews. And then when you're in the Christian and when you're in the Jewish court, start preaching it openly. You and your pastor, you and your blinded Zionist pastor. I could never speak out against a Jewish person. God forbid we issue rebukes or correction or criticism. God forbid that we ever do it. God is going to curse us. Oh, my tail is in between my legs. I'm such a cuck. Go. Take the trip. Watch what happens. Film it, too. Film it, too, and we'll see if you still have the same opinion. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you start getting persecuted by these people for your faith? That's the question. Whether you go and you do what I just said in Israel, or whether now you're having to deal with this and experience it. And like I said when I began the transmission, I am a Christian. And my viewpoint here is not that I want people to hate Jews or assault Jews or commit acts of violence against them. My Christian viewpoint is that this is a full-scale assault on the Bible, on the gospel, on the only truth that has the ability to save even the Jew if they fully repent, which they can, but that's up to them, just like the Gentile. To silence this message is to lead them to their destruction as well. Not even giving them the opportunity to hear it. And if there are going to be cucks in this country, I mean, the GOP is not your friend. Now is time to pick a side. And I've been saying this for years now. Pick a side. Division over Christ is inevitable. There is no middle ground. There is no milquetoast fence sitting. It's either Christ or it's Lucifer. You pick one. And you choose. And yes, there will be division for siding with Christ. Because there will be division because we have no commonality with Luciferians. And if you do, and you somehow think you can attain that and accomplish that and achieve that, well, you're insane and you're deceived. Submit to Christ. Christ is King forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.